have some of that for you. Never mentioned him by name, though, but we all know. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. And breaking news this hour, President Trump says he has picked his new FBI director. In a tweet just a few minutes ago, the president says he will name Christopher A. Wray, whom he calls a man of impeccable credentials. Wray is a former assistant U.S. Attorney General and was Chris Christie's personal attorney during the Bridgegate investigation. Iranian state media say 12 people were killed, 42 wounded in attacks this morning on the parliament building and on the shrine of Ayatollah Khomeini. ISIS is claiming responsibility for those attacks. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein come before the Senate Intelligence Committee today for questioning on whether the president tried to interfere with the Russia investigation.
Democrats want them on the record, want to try and pin them down on anything they may have heard. And when it comes to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, there's similar questions for him. What was his role in the Comey firing? What was the influence of the president in his decision to write that three-page memo that many White House officials point to as the rationale for that firing?
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, and tomorrow you can hear James Comey's testimony live starting at around 10 a.m. at WMAL.com. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is planning tonight to join the race to replace Ike Leggett as county executive.
Primary day in Maryland, still a year away, but the big issues are already popping up.
I think economic development should be one of the major questions. Montgomery County needs to expand its tax base.
And taxes are already high enough, says AU political scientist David Lublin. And there's not much to talk about on the Republican side with just one candidate right now, Robin Ficker.
The fact that he's as good as they can present is a real problem.
Though Ficker's term limits crusade last year was a success, which tells Lublin.
There's a lot of people who are fed up with the entire political class. To what extent does that extend to Montgomery County?
With its many government workers, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. may not be a state yet, but it could soon have a governor under a proposal by one D.C. council member. David Grosso is proposing new titles for the city's elected officials. Mayor of D.C. would be renamed governor. The city council would become the legislature. President Trump has declared June National Home Ownership Month, and his housing secretary, Dr. Ben Carson, is heading the push to get more people to become homeowners, but not in the reckless way it was done 10 years ago.
To put somebody in a home that they can't afford is not doing them a favor, because they lose the home and their credit and their future opportunities. So clearly, education when it comes to home ownership is vitally important.
Secretary Carson spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. The family of a young NSA contractor accused of leaking a classified document is now speaking out in her defense.
I don't care what they accused her of doing.
Gary Davis speaking out in defense of his stepdaughter, accused NSA document leaker Reality Winner. Winner now facing charges after authorities say she removed classified material from a government building and mailed it to online news outlet The Intercept. Winner's mother, Billy Winner, expressing concern that her daughter will face unduly harsh punishment because of the current political climate regarding leaks.
She's not going to be treated fairly. She's going to be made an example of, and that's my biggest fear.
I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,138. The Nasdaq at 62.75. Sports, the Nats win again, beating the Dodgers in L.A. The Orioles get a 10-inning win over Pittsburgh. WMDA, the Mystics' winning streak reaches 5. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, and let's have a crack game.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In addition to some power issues in Northeast DC, latest trouble right now on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. The accident. I know, a little tough here to get through here. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. A lot of activity. And I'm looking at delays off of each direction now of 295 just to merge onto the 11th Street Bridge. Coming out of Virginia, you can see the accident activity, so you're slow as you come across the 14th Street Bridge. Again, where the power outages have been in Northeast, South Dakota Avenue, Bladensburg Road, 17th Street along Bladensburg Road, Mount Olivet Road, all through that stretch. And on New York Avenue, inbound at 1st Street, had the accident activity. Now, Virginia, you've had your share of problems, too. Inbound Braddock Road, that seems to be the latest incident here. Eastbound, inbound Braddock Road. If you're heading up toward the Beltway, as you come up to that intersection with Burke Lake Road for the crash, outer loop of the Beltway heading toward the Wilson Bridge, jammed out of Lorton to get onto the Beltway each direction. That outer loop crash, Van Doren on the shoulder, and the Maryland Beltway incident near 29 Colesville Road have been cleared as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky sticking with us now. We'll keep the gray sky here today and cool off a little bit, then start a warm-up, and quite a warm-up it will be. Sprinkle of rain, maybe a shower early, then mostly cloudy today, 70. Tonight, a few clouds, 56. Suburbs a little cooler. A few clouds tomorrow, 75. We'll break 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Vienna, 60 in Waldorf, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The president has chosen a nominee for FBI director. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL. Vince Colonnais is alongside Mary Walter. You know, Virginians, you have a big task ahead of you. June 13th is your primary day to vote for who you want to be the head of either party in this gubernatorial race. That primary coming up. We're pleased to be joined this morning by one of the candidates, Republican Corey Stewart, who is the chairman-at-large of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and hoping to best Ed Gillespie, who's currently leading in the polls in this race. And Corey, you know, I want to start with that question, which is, you know, the recent polling shows that Ed Gillespie's ahead as much as 37-12 in terms of the polling. How do you make up that differential? What's inside your bag of tricks right now?
Well, that poll is 6 weeks old.
That's right.
Been a recent poll. And second, look, the best that we haven't had a Republican primary in Virginia in 12 years. So nobody knows what the voting universe is. Nobody knows who's coming out to vote. And so, you know, none of the polls is accurate. But what we're seeing on the ground, and one of the things that this just came out late last week, one of the best indications about how you're going to do it is where is early voting turnout the strongest? That if it's in your area, that's a good news. And in Northern Virginia, all the localities are below what they were expected. The expected turnout is very, very low turnout, except in one county and in one city, and that's Prince William County and the city of Manassas. That's my home turf. So there's good indications that, and we're seeing it on the ground, a lot of people are breaking my way, and a lot of the people who were previously undecided, even in all these polls, you know, large majorities of people undecided, they're seeming to break our way at this point.
But even in your own county, I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, but you have other members of your board of supervisors who've now sort of walked away from you because of Confederate issues in the state of Virginia. Is that right? And do you think that the issue of defending Confederate monuments in Virginia has led to people to unfairly target you in a way that's hurting your campaign?
Well, it might have. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, that it's the right thing to do. If we let the left start taking down our historical monuments in the state of Virginia. This is the home of the founders. It's the home of so many American heroes. If we allow them to start taking down this, I mean, all of these monuments are going to go away all across the country. And, you know, they're not, the left is not just aiming at a few Confederate generals, you know, Robert E. Lee and others. That would be bad enough. But where they're really going at, if you can take down the monument to somebody who fought for the Confederacy, because they would argue that they fought for the institution of slavery, you can also take down the monuments to the founding fathers because they were slaveholders. And once you discredit the founders, you've discredited the founding documents, namely the Constitution. That's where the left is going with this, and that's why I'm going to stop it.
Do you think that aligning yourself with President Trump while other candidates across the country are somewhat distancing themselves from him, do you think that that is working in your favor?
Well, I think so, because, look, I think the president is doing a great job. I've always been loyal to him. I think he's, you know, he's got some challenges here because, you know, there's some roadblocks. He doesn't have his entire staff in the government yet, even though we're months into his term, and that's because of the background checks haven't been completed. But the economy is turning around. You're going to see that as the stock market continues to surge and do well, and jobs come back into the United States, and the lifting of the Paris Climate Accord off the backs of American businesses will start to bring back jobs. And as that happens, his approval ratings will go up. And as that happens, that's good for all Republicans, especially those like me who are loyal to him.
I know you question some of the polling, and as you should, given the recent history. But we look at other state polling suggesting that either you or Ed Gillespie will face a real challenge in taking on Democrats in the state. Why do you think you'd be a better choice? I know this is basically the question that you answer all campaign, but why do you think you'd be a better choice than Ed Gillespie to defeat Democrats and win the governorship?
Ed Gillespie's never won an election. He's only tried it one time in the biggest Republican tied year since 1928. 2014, we could have run Bugs Bunny as a Republican and he would have been elected anywhere in the country. We ran and won statewide elections in Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland, and we lost in Virginia with Ed Gillespie as our candidate. I, on the other hand, have continued to win in a district that's a half million people, that's 54% minority, that is a 60-40 Democratic district, and, you know, run countywide in Prince William County as its leader, and I've won that not once, not twice, but four times in a row, and that's because people like, they respect strong leadership, even if they disagree with it. They see that their taxes are lower, crime is lower, we've cracked down on illegal immigration, and, you know, people want that they're looking for strong leadership.
Your county is the second largest county, growth county in Virginia. So the demographic has to be changing there as different people move in and they start to flock to the suburbs. Does that help you or hurt you?
Well, I've been able to win them over. And, you know, some people say, for example, you know, it is the second largest locality. We just overtook Virginia Beach. We have about 460,000 residents right now. The reason I've been able to win over a very large percentage of African Americans, Asians, and other minorities in Prince William County is because this. When people say, why, you know, why did you lead a big crackdown on illegal immigration in a diverse county? And the thing is that the biggest improvements to public safety, where neighborhoods got the safest because of that program, was in those areas of Prince William County that were not so well off, where you had a lot of minority residents, and the biggest improvements were there. And I go to, you know, African-American churches all the time, and people say, hey, thanks for putting that in place. And that's why I'm voting for you, even though I don't vote for other Republicans.
Where are you going to be traveling now in the state in the next week or so? What's your game plan here?
Well, we've been traveling all over the state for the last year and a half, for President Trump, and then for my own campaign. But we're going to be down in Lynchburg. We're going to be in Winchester tomorrow evening. We're going to be in Hampton Roads and throughout the Richmond area. But we put all that scheduling on my Facebook page, Corey Stewart VA.
You know, you mentioned Lynchburg, and it's important to me for one reason. I feel like, you know, MS-13 is an issue that doesn't get enough attention, I think, in our area, for one. But the other thing is that there was a gruesome, mutilating murder in that area, and I realized on the campaign trail, you were one of the few people I've heard to actually talk about it. In terms of, I do appreciate that aspect of your campaign.
Well, thanks. It was an 11th grade boy, a 17-year-old boy, who was abducted by criminal illegal aliens, MS-13 gang members. They chopped off his hands, they chopped off his feet, and then they slit his throat and they dumped his body in Bedford. Now, people don't like to talk about that, but we have to. It's, you know, we've got to challenge this because it's spreading throughout Virginia, not just in Northern Virginia. You know, I dealt with it 10 years ago, and in Hampton Roads, is they've got a big gang problem, but it's spreading throughout Virginia. And the only way that you can root these guys out, which I'm determined to do, is you've got to put in the program that we put in Prince William County, and that is this. If you're here illegally, we catch you, we identify your immigration status, and if you're here illegally, you're deported rather than being released back in the community. If we had done that for these three gang members who had prior arrests, they would have been deported, not released back into Virginia, and that 17-year-old would still be alive today.
And I suspect that everything you just said is a strong indicator of why you do have support in the state of Virginia. Thank you, Corey Stewart, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you, Vince.
All right, 8:15 now on WMAL.
And time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Maryland, Beltway, in Silver Spring. Boy, it is jammed this morning. I know you have the delays every morning. Latest problem, though, near Georgia Avenue, coming around those curves for a crash. So we still had fire and rescue there at last check. So jam solid coming out of Calverton off of 95. Merge onto that outer loop of the Beltway. Now for 270, once you get by those normal delays, Urbana and Hyattstown, we'll hit it slow now. Rockville and on to the 270 spur. Looks like we're much better on old Georgetown Road just inside the Beltway where we had the earlier crash. It's not an event for the rush hour, so we're okay. Coming off of the Greenway, bit of volume now onto the toll road. In the stretch of Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road, you need to avoid. Cars are turning around and having a hard time on this narrow roadway. It is shut down each direction due to an accident that lowered some power lines. So again, that's Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road, closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll start out with some showers. The clouds will roll in the afternoon with high around 70. Chance of rain, 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 56. Tomorrow, we'll see the sun start to peak out with a high near 75. Friday, again, sun and clouds, highs in the low 80s. Currently, in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
President Trump has been tweeting, and I'm sure you know that he and Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, have been going back and forth. President Trump went after the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, for him saying that there was no reason to be alarmed following Saturday's attack. And there are many who are saying that President Trump took it out of context. What the mayor meant was there's no need to be alarmed now. And so they've been going back and forth, and it's gotten to the point now where the London mayor has said that President Trump's trip, he's going for a state visit, should be canceled after he tweeted out and slammed the mayor of London. And he said that that was an attack on all Londoners and President Trump's visit should be canceled. And this goes back to the whole President Trump tweeting thing. And Hillary Clinton was speaking in Baltimore. Remember her? Hillary Clinton, she was there on Monday. And she was speaking to an organization that provides leadership training to African-American students. And she did not mention President Trump by name, but she trolled him. Here's part of what she had to say.
It's a time for steady, determined leadership, like we are seeing from local authorities in London, including the mayor of London. And it is a time to remember how important our alliances are.
See, so she didn't say President Trump, but she said, boy, if our leaders could only be more like the mayor of London. Who was she slamming?
I don't know how she's going to become the leader of the resistance like she wants to be, unless she's explicit about who she's attacking. Don't be subtle, girl. Go for it. Like, attack Trump. If your whole thing is that I want to lead the resistance movement, you got to sound crazier than Maxine Waters. That's your obligation.
The bar is pretty high there now.
I know.
The bar is pretty high.
But I feel like Hillary is one of the most accomplished people we've ever known. She's the most qualified for literally every job. I think she could exceed Maxine Waters in terms of craziness. If she really put her mind to it.
Buckle down. Buckle down and try. I don't think they want her to be the leader of the resistance. And we've talked about that, where they're starting to fight back with her. But she was not done with that comment. She doubled down.
This is not a time to lash out, to incite fear, or to use tragedy and terror for political gain.
Like Benghazi? Sorry, that was editorial.
Normally, this would go without saying, but we are not living in normal times.
We're not living in normal times.
This is the woman who used a YouTube video as a pretext to go after Islamophobes in the wake of an attack on our embassy, on our consulate in Benghazi. She's saying that we're not supposed to incite fear or use tragedy and terror for political gain. That's your MO. That's the thing you did, and here you are attacking the president for it.
Her shamelessness knows no bounds. I mean, she definitely... the Clintons don't care. I have to... Again, I admire them. You know why? I do. I admire them. Because Republicans always try to take the high ground, right? Republicans always take the high ground. And that whole thing, when they go low, we go higher... Baloney. When someone goes low, these people go lower. They crawl under that bar no matter how low the Clintons. If someone sets that bar, Hillary will dig under it. Now, this speech was less political and less focused on the election, which is good. So someone's telling her, stop with the woe is me tour. We're going to put you with Kathy Griffin and the two of you can run around the country screaming about why your life is so terrible because of misogyny everything else.
We're only like days away from Hillary Clinton needing Gloria Allred to represent enter at a press conference.
yes.
Like, my client was victimized by Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, and just like Gloria Allred just going off on Hillary's behalf.
Absolutely. And much of her, it was a 15-minute address. I wonder how much they paid for that. I'm dying to know how much for 15 minutes of her time. Most of it centered on the group itself, which was named after Elijah Cummings of Baltimore, to develop and strengthen relationships between African-American and Jewish communities. So very, very interesting. She can't help herself. 822 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. We've been struggling in some areas this morning. Braddock Road, if you're trying to get up and heading toward the Capitol Beltway, the accident, Braddock Road at Burke Lake Road. Also, 95 North. Boy, we have a couple sections of major slowdowns. First, as you head through Woodbridge over the Occoquan to Newington, we had the crash. It should be on the shoulder. Then you get a slight break. Hit it slow again to get onto each loop of the Beltway. The better news, if you're heading toward the Wilson Bridge, outer loop near Van Dorn, that crash has been to the shoulder for some time, so we are starting to see some improvement there. 66, about the volume through Manassas, Centerville, still pretty much packed solid against Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Pleasant Valley Road, I want to remind you again, because this has been a mess this morning. Accident brought down some wires. Pleasant Valley Road closed each direction south of Braddock Road and through town, dealing with some power issues in Northeast D.C. You might find some signals that are still dark or flashing. They're trying to get those fixed and directed through there as much as possible, but be patient. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible hump day. A lot of clouds around. Temperatures are going to cool off a bit now. A shower or a sprinkle of rain. Certainly no significant rainfall. And clouds should win this one. 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL. Some sad news coming out of Montgomery County. Two teenage boys were found dead in a car on a residential street in Montgomery County on Monday night. And yesterday, police officers, they identified the two boys as 17-year-old Shadi Adi Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zabergi. They were both from Germantown. They were both set to graduate last night. Both honors students as well. There were more than 22 shots fired. I mean, 22 shots as they sat in their car in a cul-de-sac in Montgomery Village, a residential area.
That's just not taking a pot shot. That's an execution.
Exactly. Yeah, this it sounds, I'm not a forensic examiner or anything, or a detective, but it sounds intentional. Like targeted 22 shots sounds like, as you said, an execution. Zyborov, his family was so excited about this that his mother had sent a link in advance for a live feed broadcast of his graduation to relatives in Moscow, and he would have been turned 19. Tomorrow.
A lot of sad statements coming out of the school and from the parents today. Very upsetting story, and I'm looking for more details in the days ahead.
Yeah, very, very sad, and I hope that they really do find the people or person responsible for this horrific crime. Such promising young men. It's very sad. It is 8:28 on WMAL.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Jay Stewart, Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, more on that reality winner case and The Intercept being accused of outing her. Huh. We'll tell you how. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says he has his FBI pick. In a tweet last hour, Mr. Trump says he'll name Christopher Wray, a former Justice Department official who was also Chris Christie's personal lawyer during Bridgegate. The Senate Intelligence Committee is expected to grill Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today on whether the president tried to interfere with the Russia investigation.
These individuals have been at the center of just about every major Russia bombshell story we've seen over the last couple of months. Democrats are keenly aware of that, and aides tell me that they are going to make that a very prominent issue in this hearing.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Tomorrow you can hear James Comey's Senate testimony live starting at around 10 a.m. at WMAL.com. The crisis in the Middle East that has set several Arab nations against their neighbor Qatar may have been started by Russia.
U.S. investigators believe that it was Russian hackers who planted this fake story with these fake quotes on the Qatari news agency. What U.S. investigators are trying to establish is whether this was hackers tied to government agencies in Russia or if this was criminal organization in Russia.
Correspondent Jamana Karadze. Maryland State Police have determined that the young woman who caused a terrible crash on Route 50 near Annapolis last month was completely sober at the time. 22-year-old Laura Murphy of Salisbury was driving the wrong way on Route 50. The resulting crash killed her and a 66-year-old man. Murphy's 14-month-old son survived but was seriously injured. State police are still trying to determine exactly how that accident happened. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,136, the NASDAQ at 62.75. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out a season-high 14 as the Nationals edge the Dodgers. The Orioles beat the Pirates in 10. WMDA, the Mystics, win their fifth straight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently. Much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat-evaporating, frostbite-on-your-nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC Tune tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
What kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, it's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through Northwest on the Whitehurst Freeway. If you're coming inbound and when it turns into K Street, right in that stretch, that's where a report of a crash. I'm definitely seeing some slowdowns there. So again, Whitehurst Freeway in toward Northwest for the crash. Extra volume for sure on the westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel for the incident. Looks like that's been cleared, but still causing delays coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and especially 295 in the northbound direction. Around the Beltway, Virginia, improving to the Wilson Bridge. I know we normally don't have delays there, but we had the earlier crash out at Van Dorn. That's been cleared. Delays are easing. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, crash was outer loop at George Avenue. Delays now actually begin before you get to 95, just after the IKEA. So watch for those brake lights and out of Calverton off of southbound 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Chantilly, 60 in Germantown, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, so there's a reason we know the name Reality Winner. Turns out, the young lady who, she's 25 years old, I believe, who leaked information to
allegedly
to The Intercept. She was arrested Saturday by the FBI. The Intercept publishes 2 days ago now. With information that suggests that the Russians, there's some evidence that the NSA has, that the Russians actually attempted to fiddle with our election, like, people, the guys who actually administer elections in the United States. There's no evidence, by the way, that any vote tallies were changed or anything like that. But the NSA, some of the first evidence we've seen in public that the actual election components were dorked with. So we get that all by way of this young lady, Reality Winner. Well, the news outlet that published all of that information, The Intercept, made a couple mistakes in the eyes of organizations like the New York Times and the Washington Post, who've been openly critical. And the reason for that is because in the criminal complaint, it's spelled out by the FBI how exactly they were able to figure out that Reality Winner leaked the information. And it goes basically like this. She prints out these documents. She ends up, I think, scanning them at one point, but essentially there remains an image of the creases on the paper that she printed out. making it evident with creases on it that this was a physical copy at some point. So it migrated from a classified system out. It was printed out. So to establish, okay, who printed those documents, the government went back and looked, and they found six people had printed those documents out. Six. So, of course, in an investigation like that, you begin going down the list. And they established that five of those people didn't have email exchanges with The Intercept. One person had email exchanges with The Intercept, and that was Reality Winner. Now, the reason they were able to see the creases is because The Intercept sent the picture of the documents as a way to both verify and get further information in their request for comment from the government. So let's pause for a moment. Regardless of whatever you think of Reality Winner's behavior, which is to say most people consider it illegal because it is, a lot of people consider it to be wrong to leak because it is, but when it comes to a reporter handling a leak, let's say the Obama administration was forming a gun registry secretly, and a citizen wants to basically whistleblow to the media illegally, but wants to quickly get this information out against the law. Well, how would I as a journalist handle that? Well, I'll tell you one thing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't give up my source by showing all of the markings and identifiers on the paper that she printed it out with in the first place. So the New York Times and the Washington Post attacking her, or attacking not her, but The Intercept. Josh Rogan at the Washington Post says, The Intercept blew its sources cover by giving the NSA a copy of the leaked document. For anyone who wants to leak without getting arrested, here's my email address.
Here's the thing. You're comparing apples and oranges. There's a difference between a whistleblower and someone who's leaking something out just to screw over the administration. She leaked something out that had nothing to do with protecting the American people or anything along those lines, or exposing any kind of wrongdoing by the government. Her motive, which is so important now, according to James Comey, was to screw over the administration. Her motive was to break the law. She felt that she personally felt this was important information. That was her motive. Had she been leaking information because the NSA was collecting information on American citizens and distributing it widely, totally breaking the law, that's a whistleblower. That's not what she was. So I think that what The Intercept did was right. I know you disagree, but I think what The Intercept did was right.
Well, they were right by accident. Look, they wanted to publish this information regardless. So by giving source markings, if they were going to be right by virtue, they would have given the organization her name and probably not published the documents, right? This is just a normative question. What is the correct thing to do? I'm just talking about from the perspective of how, as a news organization, do you handle information like this? And they clearly messed up because they gave away their source. The source has now been arrested, in your view and in mine, appropriately. And you know, they've issued a statement since then responding to what they're calling, quote, Justice Department allegations. And they say that the FBI's affidavit contains, quote, unproven assertions and speculation designed to serve the government's agenda and as such warrant skepticism.
Also, though, what's being overlooked in this whole thing is what that leak contains. And it shows that the Russians were trying to infiltrate the elections and trying to interfere well into October. Right? Well into October and November. Yet President Obama stood up in front of the American people and told us that he had a discussion with the Russians and they promised they were going to knock it off. They were going to stop trying to interfere with our elections. And that was in September. So that goes to prove that they didn't knock it off. They had no intentions of knocking it off. So once again, I took care of it. I handled it. And he didn't do anything.
Well, we heard recently, I believe it was Mike Morrell, the former CIA director, who said, look, I've seen enough of these things, stuff that leaks to the press, you know, one piece of evidence, one piece of intelligence, that all doesn't lead me to a conclusion. And it shouldn't lead the American public to one about anything. So, like, and the problem we have is, you know, this is in the United States, we have a justice system and we try to come to actual outcomes. We try to, like, come to rulings. But if you're just leaking individual pieces of evidence, ultimately you get a very distorted picture of what the truth is. And that's not in the interest of the public.
And I think she should have been arrested because she was just bad at it.
843 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
As you know, 2 weeks ago, I was not here because I was home flat on my back with the flu. I literally spent about 5 days in bed. But because my husband and I recently went mattress shopping, I was in bed on the world's most comfortable mattress from Mattress Warehouse. Being sick with the flu is miserable. And if you're going to be stuck in bed, you're going to be very thankful if that mattress is comfortable. But what's comfortable for us may not be what's comfortable for you, which is why you need to try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse. BedMatch is a computerized system, and it measures your weight distribution when you lie down on a mattress, and then it gives you 5 to 6 mattress suggestions that are tailored just for you. We saved hours with BedMatch. And with the adjustable base, I was able to sleep in a comfortable position. And I didn't have to be propped up by pillows. You know how it is when you're sick. You can't lie down all the way because you get stuffed up or you can't stop coughing. Well, the adjustable base made it easier for me to get a really good night's sleep. So if you're not sleeping on a mattress that is perfect for you, get to Mattress Warehouse and find your perfect mattress with BedMatch. You can find the nearest Mattress Warehouse just by going to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, trying to get through the rush hour here together on Interstate 95. You're just working past the accident cleanup. I see a tow truck there north on 95, but you need to avoid that right lane where all that activity is over the Occoquan. 66 eastbound near 123 had a report of a stalled car along the left side, that far left lane. So do watch through that stretch. It's been a tough go at it this morning in the area of Pleasant Valley Road and Braddock Road. Pleasant Valley shut down each direction south of Braddock Road. So Braddock Road definitely with the extra volume for everyone. On the top side, Maryland Beltway from College Park and around to George Avenue slow, had that crash there. That had been cleared to the shoulder. Reminder again, if you're traveling in the area of Joint Base Andrews, we still have road repairs from the earlier water main break. Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Off Road, single lane, gets by in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL. Puppy. How can you not love a puppy?
I dig them. I like those puppies.
Do you have any pets, Vince, right now?
Not yet, but when every time you see a puppy, my young daughter always says, are we going to get a dog? I'm like, whoa, 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 easy. I'm not a part of this conversation. Let me just stand off to the side, as much as I want one.
Well, actually, getting her a puppy may be better for her health. You may actually be doing her a favor. Several studies have been done, and they found that kids who grow up close to actually livestock are less likely to have allergies. And a lot of the immune system issues that a lot of kids have nowadays, a lot of kids have allergies. A lot of kids you hear of have asthma. I mean, more kids than ever are walking around with inhalers because they have asthma. And a study was done where they studied the Amish, because the Amish don't have a lot of immune-related diseases that the rest of us have, a lot of immune-related illnesses that the rest of us had. And they found out that it's because these kids literally grow up with their livestock and the bacteria that the livestock carry around with them, as our, you know, human predecessors did for thousands and thousands of years. And our homes now are so clean and so sanitized, and moms walk around with a little Purell in their purse all the time, that we have rid ourselves of these beneficial bacteria.
How many parents do you know where they're like, I let my kids eat dirt because I just want them to have a strong immune system? And then, like, anecdotally, I feel like
I always remember the friends who had the cleanest houses were the ones who were always sick and staying home from school. And well, I don't know, and I don't know if there are any numbers to that, but I feel like a lot of people have similar stories.
Well, this study actually bears it out because, again, that they found that the Amish who have contact with, they're calling ancestral bacteria allies, that they're more likely for their immune systems to be able to distinguish between friend and foe.
Well, this is another check in the category, let the dog sleep in the bed.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They say the best we can possibly do, unless you live on a farm, is to cohabitate with pets. They say that is the next best thing to living with livestock. And they say dogs more so than cats, because dogs, no offense, guys, but dogs are the men of the world. You know, they're just all cats that are constantly cleaning themselves. Research has shown that dog ownership raised the level of 56 different classes of bacterial species in the indoor environment. Cats only boosted it by 24 categories.
That's a heck of a pitch for dogs. Get a dog. It'll bring a lot more bacteria into your
house.
But
it's true, but it's really good for your kids. I grew up in a very rural area. We always had a dog. Our neighbors had horses, and there were cows, and we would milk cows and get paid for every bucket of milk that we got. And we were constantly reaching under hens and getting eggs and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then we would go by Penny candy after working at the farm and eat it on our way home. But we never washed our hands during
And you know what I've noticed is that Mary does not have mad cow disease.
I do not have mad cow disease.
You've succeeded thanks to all of your exposure to bovines.
Exactly. So there's a lot to be said for it. When you take your kid to the petting zoo, let them eat the popcorn afterwards.
My favorite thing about these study stories, is there's always an opposing study story that's the complete opposite. Sleeping with your dog will make you deathly ill. Don't sleep with your dog. It's going to make you really sick. And meanwhile, here comes the New York Times, hot with this story that sleeping with your dog may actually make you healthier.
I think what they're saying in this study is that it's beneficial for children when they're younger to grow up with the animal, because then when they get older, sleeping with the dog that you suddenly got for your child isn't going to
make
you sick.
Get them started early.
Exactly. 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Want to train your brain to remember almost anything? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There's a technique that memory athletes use to remember a seemingly impossible number of things. It's called a memory palace. And here's how it works. You start with a place you know really well. Could be your house or your office. As you walk through that place in your mind, you mentally place things you want to remember along the way. The more you make each of those things stand out, the more likely you'll be to remember them. For example, if you're trying to remember a grocery list of milk, eggs, and bread, you might imagine pulling up to your garage, but there's a huge cow standing in the way. Once you finally pull in, there are chickens everywhere. And to get inside, you've got to push your way past wheat that's grown as tall as you are. That all sounds kind of silly, but it really works. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I love my one-touch ultra meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The one-touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The one-touch VariaFlex meter has ColorSure technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your CVS pharmacist about getting the OneTouch Varioflex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
What's rich in protein, has no fat or cholesterol, and half the calories of whole eggs? All whites. 100% real liquid egg whites. That's what. Energy for every day. Great in omelets or your favorite recipes. Look for the green all whites carton in most major grocers.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same. And as we're trying to wind down this rush hour, still some problem spots. Whitehurst Freeway, you're heading into town into Northwest where it turns into K Street, right in that stretch with the crash. Man, it's bogged down through there, so everyone have extra patience. George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for the lineup. Inbound Braddock Road at Burke Lake Road, that is improving. They had the earlier crash there, so getting toward the Beltway, a little bit better shape for you. Across the Wilson Bridge, delays just about cleared out. Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia, the crash outer loop at Van Dorn, that's been cleared to the shoulder for a while. Over the Occoquan, north on 95, incident right side, 270, no late troubles. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, enter promo code DISTRICT, $10 off. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a queen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week until midnight.
Coming up on WMAL tomorrow, well, Chris Plant is next today, but tomorrow the anticipation just keeps building of the Comey hearing. I'm predicting that this is going to be the biggest letdown in all of Washington, D.C.
I don't know if it can live up to the hype.
No.
You know who can?
Oh, that was masterful.
I didn't throw it to him yet, guys. Just careful. Okay, fine. Chris Plant. There he is.
Now, you're absolutely right, of course. It can't possibly live up to the hype. Even Lindsey Graham last night said, Brett Baer asked him, isn't this like the Super Bowl? He said, I think it's going to be like a high school game.